You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. It's here. Even though planes have been flying in all weekend, today marks the official start of EAA Air Venture. The week-long fly-in convention draws aviation enthusiasts from all around the world and is expected to draw more than 600,000 visitors to the area this week. A study by UW Oshkosh shows EAA contributes $257 million in economic impact for the five-county Fox Valley region and $117 million in economic impact for Oshkosh alone. The UWO study of 2024's Air Venture showed the event directly created 2,092 full and part-time jobs in the region, with 815 of those in Oshkosh. EAA Air Venture runs through July 27th. Visit eaa.org/airventure for information and a schedule of events. An outdoor severe weather warning siren in Grand Chute is inoperable and will be decommissioned. The siren is at Mayflower in Pennsylvania. Sirens are being moved and upgraded, but Outagamie County officials recommend that residents use a NOAA weather radio or weather app to be aware of severe weather alerts. 23-year-old Alexander Cross of Neenah, who's currently serving two life sentences for the deaths of his grandparents, will not get a new trial. His attorney had argued that Cross was incompetent at the time of the murders. The judge sided with the prosecution, saying while his planning was irrational, Cross was capable of making decisions. Cross was convicted on two counts of first-degree intentional homicide in 2022 for the deaths of his parents in Little Chute in 2019. A 19-year-old who led police in a high-speed chase through downtown Fond du Lac pleaded guilty to 25 counts against her Friday. Caitlin Ray is charged with 9 counts of recklessly endangering safety, several operating while intoxicated causing injury counts, felony bail jumping, and several drug possession charges. Ray allegedly was clocked doing over 80 miles per hour through downtown Fond du Lac, crashed into 8 vehicles, and injured 5 people in the May 30th incident. Neenah Menasha Fire Rescue gets $200,000 to expand its training facilities. The money is included in Wisconsin's recently passed biennial budget. Plans call for building a new training tower and converting the existing tower into a dedicated fire investigation training prop. Construction on the expansion of Station 31 on Breezewood is additionally funded by Winnebago County and the cities of Menasha and Neenah. Many departments in the Fox Valley use these training grounds. One of the most at-risk groups for suicide no longer has access to specialized services. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Thursday marked the day LGBTQ plus Wisconsin youth lost access to specialized services on the Suicide and Crisis Prevention Hotline. According to a Trump administration directive, people contacting the 988 number will still have access to crisis services, but there won't be a press 3 option for the specialized line. Family Services, which administers the 988 hotline for Wisconsin, calls that deeply concerning because LGBTQ individuals, especially youth, are among the most at risk for suicide. The subnetwork was launched in 2022, and more than 14.5 million callers have used the line since then. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped create the hotline and calls the Trump administration's actions dangerous for LGBTQ youth.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for people to become community scientists. Melissa Kay has more.
The DNR announced on Wednesday that state residents can participate in the Game Bird Survey now through the end of August. As a community scientist, you'll help measure the reproductive status of game birds in the state. There's no registration required to participate. You can record your observations using a mobile device, but don't do so while driving. Every submission on the Survey 123 app helps the DNR understand how game birds are doing throughout the state. You'll want to include the types and numbers of game bird broods you observe during the summer months. The deadline to submit sightings is August 31st.
The former Madison City clerk who oversaw the department when 193 ballots went uncounted in November broke the law. That's the official determination of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
1 month after the election, Mary Beth Witzel-Bell, then clerk for about two decades, informed city officials that 193 ballots hadn't been counted in the presidential election. She was suspended, then resigned from her post earlier this year. In a six-month investigation with more than a dozen depositions, the commission says Witzel-Bell violated the law on five counts, including not properly training staff and not having control of the clerk's office operations, printing poll books too early, not handling absentee ballots properly, improper opening and counting of those absentee ballots, and not properly reconciling ballot numbers as part of the canvassing process. Commissioners reiterated their shock that no one outside the clerk's office was told about this error until a month later. Commissioner Don Millis.
Part of the reason why this has gotten the attention, and I guess the attention that we've given it, is not because of the mistakes that were made, but because of the manner in which this was handled. It's disturbing.
However, the commission did not recommend bringing charges against Witzel-Bell. The commission came up with a list of requirements the city of Madison would have to meet. City Attorney Michael Haas says the clerk's office has already implemented changes to ensure this couldn't happen again. Now Madison city officials will get to give their input before these requirements are adopted by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Green Bay Packers organization encourages fans who attend the Packers training camp to interact with and support local nonprofit organizations through the Nonprofit of the Day program. The first event will be on Wednesday. 20 nonprofits were chosen to participate in this third year of the program. See the story on our website for the schedule of nonprofits participating. For more information about training camp activities, visit packers.com/training camp. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers head to Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight. The Brewers opening a three-game series against the Mariners at T-Mobile Park. The Brewers with a 6-5 win yesterday on the road against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Manager Pat Murphy pleased with catcher Eric Haas and shortstop Joey Ortiz.
It felt good that we kept grinding at bats out. They know how they have to play. And, you know, Eric Haas, you know he doesn't get to play very much, getting a big RBI. Oh, two outs. You know, Ortiz, what can you say about the way the guy plays? Defensive.
The Brewers have now won 10 in a row. NFL Packers reporting to Green Bay for the start of Wednesday's first day of practice. Linebacker Quay Walker, physically unable to perform. He's been dealing with that ankle injury at the end of last season.
Hard to say. I think I just do too much thinking, to be honest with you. Instead of just going out there and just play. Half is making me think, whatever the case may be. It'd just be me trying to do everything right instead of just lining up and just playing. I can be a real, real productive player.
That's Packers linebacker Quay Walker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I love it when I hope rumors are true. According to the New York Post, there are rumblings that Fleetwood Mac will reunite. It's not just from the paparazzi, but rather from Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. They did a coordinated Instagram post sparking rumors. Nicks posted song lyrics from Frozen Love, and Buckingham completed them. The two famously dated and broke up, just like fellow band members Christine and John McVie. Breakups have served the band well, though, because the album they were making during said breakups was Rumors and was awesome. I'm a sucker for a good cop show. My favorite detective show in the last several years is probably Amazon Prime's Bosch. And I also like the spinoff Bosch Legacy. The show has produced yet another spinoff called Ballard, which is based on a character introduced in the last season of Bosch Legacy, Detective Renee Ballard. The detective elements of the show are great, but star Maggie Q lacks a certain charisma. Having said that, there is a lot going on, and the cold cases Ballard takes on are pretty cool. Well, the Kiss Cam couple is still reeling from the traumatic outing at a Coldplay concert last week. According to TMZ, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin is mortified that the couple were exposed thanks to him. Astronomer CEO Andy Byron was seen canoodling with the head of his HR department, Kristen Cabot. They probably figured it was safe going into a crowd of 65,000 people to check out Coldplay. They probably figured it was safe to go into a crowd of 65,000 people to check out Coldplay's record-breaking Music of the Spheres tour that actually started back in 2022, when Byron and Cabot were probably still just flirting. Many think Byron will resign or be forced out of his position. And as for Cabot, if she remains in HR, she'll have to get used to people laughing when they're called into her office to be scolded. Follow the money, and it might lead you to why The Late Show with Stephen Colbert was canceled after 11 seasons. Maybe. CBS insists it's for financial reasons. Some think there are political motives, or that it's due to the Paramount Skydance Studios merger. Either way, one of the funniest guys on TV will no longer be occupying David Letterman's old chair. Colbert addressed the firing to the studio audience on Thursday night and said he has not been replaced, but The Late Show is just going away. Colbert's first show was September 8th, 2015, and his last will be in May of 2026. Damn shame. Speaking of the Paramount Skydance merger, there could possibly be another casualty, according to Jon Stewart. A longtime sometime Daily Show host, according to Variety, says he honestly does not know what the future holds for the show. Pretty sure it's only like three people who own everything now, and I'm not one of them. Stewart added that Comedy Central without The Daily Show is like Muzak. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. It's going to be warm and muggy with a high in the low to mid 80s with scattered thunderstorms possible by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.